The Broncos kicked off their annual Salute to Fans tour this year with a trip to Southwest Colorado.
What's up, what's up?
First on the tour was a trip to Cortez, where the Broncos hosted a camp at Cortez Junior High and then a city celebration at Parque de Vida.
And it means a lot to have the team come down or members from the organization come down because I know from growing up here how wonderful the fans are for the Denver Broncos down here.
Next on the road trip was a stop in Del Norte.
We have a flag for the city of Del Norte so that you guys can always rep Broncos country. We love you guys, man.
Broncos country was out in full force as Broncos players and cheerleaders hosted a meet and greet as well as a training session at the High Valley Community Center.
This community needs this kind of thing. I mean, it's nice to get FaceTime. Anytime we get FaceTime with the players, they are diehards here. We have cars that go with flags and things. It's really cool. It brings the community together as well.
The final stop in the tour was in the picturesque city of Trinidad. It seemed as though the entire city had turned out to meet the Broncos along with their partners from the El Pomar Foundation.
We've been involved in a number of projects, and this is a great community. We want to thank the Broncos, their whole organization, for the great work they have done throughout the state.
It just shows that Broncos country is really Broncos country. You know, people from all over come to see us, you know, to get autographs from us or to even support us, you know, with whatever we're doing. That support system, that foundation that the Broncos organization has created is mind-blowing. You know, to be able to see those people come out there and support us the way they do, it's phenomenal.
Be sure to check out DenverBroncos.com to find out the destinations for our next stop on the Salute to Fans Tour. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.